It's been 1 year since the tsunami hit East Asia. Ministry opportunities abound. A U.S.-based ministry is reaching into Cambodia, and Christians in Chad are being trained in evangelism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It was 1 year ago today when a massive earthquake off the coast of Indonesia created a tsunami that affected 11 nations in East Asia. The tsunami killed more than 200,000 people, but also created ministry opportunities. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they had work in Indonesia before the tsunami, but not in the hardest hit area, Banda Aceh.
It's been fairly close to Christian missionaries for a long time, but of course the opening of the area up to relief support after the tsunami was really unprecedented.
While physical work has been going on, says Smith, it's paving the way for future outreach.
By working with the government officials, obviously you gain some credibility and you gain some human capital for work in that area in the future. And so it's really created an open opportunity for us to do additional language research, be in contact with different people groups that we hadn't had contact with previously.
With 500 languages still Bible-less, this work is needed. Next, India was also hit hard by the tsunami, killing 10,000 people in South India. What's amazing is that Gospel for Asia is now working in areas where they previously weren't welcomed. GFA's founder, K.P. Yohannan.
Our people, when they're previously with the gospel, they were thrown out of those places. But after the tsunami, as our people went back, the very people who opposed our brothers and beat them up are the very people that received them and have become believers, and they are part of the church.
Speaking from India, Yohannan says GFA's church growth has been phenomenal.
The Gospel for Asia missionaries, they have seen way over 150 or nearly 200 places people are gathering for worship as a result of ministering among these tsunami victims.
GFA has provided medical clinics, replacement fishing boats, homes, and churches. Thousands remain homeless, and funding needs are great. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cambodia suffered under communism for many years, but now the government's looking for religious freedom and help from the outside. Global Aid Network is bringing the hope of Christ to that hurting country and meeting real needs. GAIN USA and GAIN Australia are working together to build an orphanage and school there. GAIN USA's Tim Byrne says it's about long-term spiritual and physical impact.
The end result is obviously we want to see these orphanages and hopefully multiple orphanages and schools up and running, but the church itself in the area strengthened. We're working with local pastors in the area to build them up and to do this to where they've got an ongoing ministry.
Because of poverty and the great needs, people in Cambodia are spiritually hungry, and Byrne says they're very receptive to the gospel.
There is a foothold here that we probably haven't seen in a lot of other East Asian nations that the gospel has a great chance to go forward.
Meanwhile, alcoholism and drug addiction have ravaged the people of Russia. According to Russian leaders, there are approximately 4 million drug addicts in that country alone. However, churches in Russia are getting involved in opening drug rehab centers. They're not only providing physical healing, but spiritual healing, as many of these churches are using the Book of Hope to introduce these people to Christ. The easy-to-read Harmony of the Gospel allows them to understand Christ in a real way. And exciting things are happening in the African country of Chad. By training national missionaries, Africa Inland Mission is seeing barriers crossed and lives changed by the gospel. At the forefront of their work are nationals who are reaching people in their own country and beyond. They're praising God for raising up a host of nationals in Chad. If you'd like to help cover training costs for the nationals and maintain ongoing ministry, go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.